The little 25-metre pool at Greenbank State School in Logan must have special powers. It's produced two gold medal-winning Olympians at the Paris Games, Molly O'Callaghan and Shayna Jack. They won gold and broke the Olympic record in the 4x100 metres freestyle alongside Emma McCune and Meg Harris. Another former student is Cameron Newton-Smith, who'll be competing in the heptathlon event in Paris. SBS's Stephanie Youssef spoke to Natalie Wilcox, the Greenbank Gators Swimming Club president.
So it was a special moment overnight with Molly winning her gold medal. What was your reaction, the club's reaction to that?
The club's pretty proud. Even though she didn't swim for our club, all of our swimmers have learnt to swim in the same pool that Molly learnt to swim in. And under the guise of Trevor Kulick, who's the learn to swim teacher, and he takes mini squads and squads through and that sort of thing. So it was pretty special for our swimmers because some of them didn't realise that Molly actually learnt to swim in that pool. So now that they're realising, they're pretty chuffed that they're swimming in the same pool that Molly O'Callaghan swam in.
And for you personally, like, what was your experience this morning? Did you get up early to watch it?
I did. I got up at 5:30 to get up and watch it, thinking it was on at 5:42. So I think they were running a little bit late. But, you know, by the time it was on, my kids were just waking up, hearing me scream, going, what's going on? I'm like, Molly's swimming. So they came out and watched the race with me. So it was pretty amazing. It was a really good time frame, actually, to have her on at 5:55 this morning. So I think a lot of people got up to see it this morning and wake up to the news that she'd won.
How proud is the club of Molly's achievements, you know, especially, like, you know, starting her journey at Greenbank?
It's pretty amazing to think that, you know, we've had a couple of Olympic swimmers come out of that pool, out of a little 25-metre pool that's attached to a school, and they go through their learn to swim at the school, and then they progress into learn to swim and junior squad through the pool, through the program that's run through the pool and that sort of thing. And then, you know, it's just amazing to think that she's progressed so far and that sort of thing. But you could see that she was a really special swimmer, you know, from about the age of probably 10. And by the time she was hitting 14, 15, we knew that there was something pretty special in her. And that was through me being a swim mum, being attached to the Gators and that sort of thing. Even though I didn't get to have her swim for the club, I certainly got to see her at meets and I certainly watched her times all the time, purely because she came out of Greenbank State School and she came out of that pool. So it was always on the radar to keep an eye on her and know that she was going to go on to just amazing things. There's definitely some magic in that pool, that's for sure.
Has she ever returned to the pool, like since she left?
She has. She came back. She's come back, you know, here and there and that sort of thing. She comes back. She's been back to the school maybe one or two times. So she's in and around. So her and Shayna have popped back to the pool, to the school. And last year Molly actually came to the City of Logan Sports Awards and she was on the panel, and that was for me spruiking it a little bit in the background and that sort of thing. But it's pretty amazing that we still got that connection to her. You know, she did grow up in Greenbank, so it's a really good connection to have with her over there.
You mentioned before that the swimming club has produced multiple swimming Olympians who are there are three of them competing in these games, including Molly. What do you think will happen after these games? Like, do you think there'll be more interest or more people signing up to the program?
I hope so. I think the club hopes so. I think, and we're all hoping that more people will sign up and go, wow, two Olympians have come out of that pool. So we've had Shayna Jack and Molly that were both in the 4x100 just this week come out of that pool, and then Cameron Newton-Smith, who's competing in the heptathlon next week, and they're all around the same age, they're not far apart and that sort of thing. So it's a pretty amazing little school, and to have two come out of the pool, I'm really hoping we get some really good swimmers come out of that pool. And there's actually already a couple that have actually, even in between, you know, the past few years, that have progressed onto states and nationals already. So there's a few to watch even coming out of here now that have had to progress onto other coaches and other pools and that sort of thing. So I'm keeping my eye on a few. It's pretty amazing. Can I wish congratulations to them? Just from Greenbank Gators, Greenbank State School, the Greenbank community, we're actually wishing Molly O'Callaghan, Shayna Jack and Cameron Newton-Smith all the best of luck in their Olympic campaigns. It's so special for us to be able to support you all. So good luck, girls.